Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. It's 6:43, and we're going to get to college football in a minute. But it is Falcons Monday, so we're taking your calls this morning on that Falcons loss, 34-10 to the Dolphins, 404-726-0929. I'm sorry I keep saying it, but it has to be said. So let's go out to Keaton Dillon in Atlanta. Keaton, what's going on this morning?
Yo.
Hey, man.
I want to make three real quick points. So first, I've got to say that Turtle hit the nail on the head with his tweet last night. There's only one thing the Falcons do consistently, and that's lose the trust of the fan base. Second, Caden Ellis in his post-game talk, he said that Miami utilized a lot of the same things that San Francisco did against us in that loss. Us not adjusting after that and fixing those errors is a coaching problem. And then I will say, Mike, you don't have to – the blame is on Zach. Mike, the blame is on Zach. And Morris better tell Zach goodbye or it's going to cost him his job too. I appreciate y'all taking my call. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Is it?
That is what you said.
Is this thing on?
Yeah.
Have I not just said the blame is squarely on Zach?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I've said. I just said the Zach Robin experience did not work.
I think he was agreeing with you.
Okay, I was going to say.
I think he was saying don't be sorry about
saying that. I'm not sorry about it today.
But I want to address the conversation about what Caden Ellis said. San Francisco and Miami, we told you all week that's what they were going to do.
Yeah.
Some of that is a personnel problem too. Now, I'm not saying some of the defensive fronts don't put you behind, but there were a couple of plays that I know it's woulda, coulda, shoulda, but had Divine Diablo been in the game, he makes those plays that J.D. Bertrand just isn't making. And that's unfortunate, but that's a reality. So some of that is personnel, not having a guy like Billy Bowman in, not having Jalen Walker, not having Divine Diablo, and not Zach Harrison was a huge loss too.
That's massive.
But the other thing is you have to – I don't know how a coach brings out the physicality in a guy. Like I think you can push guys, but we just have not been physical enough at the point of attack.
Well, there's a lot of layers to that, and we've got to move on at some point. But you can't like a J.D. Bertrand's playing middle linebacker, and Tua is faking a handoff. It's hard to be downhill, right? You don't know if it's a play action or a run. That's the beauty of their offensive scheme, right? When we reach our hand out to Bijan Robinson, it is 95% a run play. I mean, 95. Now, you ran two play actions off counter footwork to Bijan yesterday. That was it. One was a deep completion to Kyle Pitts. The other one was a deep incompletion that I think resulted in a pass interference to Darnell. But I don't necessarily think it's just them. I don't think it's as easy as saying we got out physical because of toughness. I think they did a good job of keeping us on our heels and not allowing us to play downhill. And I think that there's you got to draw a distinction, in my opinion. Bertrand is just out, man. Like he's getting hit by that left guard that weighs 320 pounds, the rookie. He's not going to win that matchup. He's 230 at most, right? And so if he's on his heels guessing whether it's run or pass, then he's getting hit in the mouth. He's gonna be up against it. So It's unfortunate. And I'm still not over it.
Switching gears for a minute, someone else that's not having a great day, LSU's head coach Brian Kelly, he has been dismissed after losing to Texas A&M 49-25. However, his buyout is $54 million, just to take a hike.
I would say he's actually having a decent day. He just got a boatload of stress taken off.
What's the first thing you do today if you were him?
I'd probably book a vacation.
I was going to say I'd go boat shopping.
I would have
a Bloody Mary.
I might boat shopping. Hell, I'd go house shopping. I mean, $54 million.
Got to figure out where you're gonna live at that point.
I mean, you can live wherever the hell you want.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a lot of restrictions.
He's sitting
on
there going, man, Big Sur, Outer Banks, South Florida. I don't know. Could be anything. Nantucket. Let's see.
You're telling me I won't spend every Saturday night red faced and angry? Oh, and I get $54 million. Giddy up.
On the serious part of this though, is this a better job opening than Florida?
Yeah, slightly. I think slightly, because it doesn't feel so far removed from success. You know,
okay, I can see that.
They played for an SEC title in his first season there. Florida right now just feels like no matter who you hire, it turns into the same thing.
Yeah,
I mean, Ed Orgeron won a national title there. Somebody posted a video. And it said, this man won a natty at LSU and Brian Kelly couldn't make the college football playoff. Ed Orgeron shirtless dancing in a wedding reception.
I believe it.
And it's like, yeah. I mean, whatever Ed Orgeron was or wasn't, he'll be a cult hero forever at LSU.
No doubt.
Alumni goes back and wins a title there.
He had three generational offensive superstars and Joe Brady calling plays. It worked out.
It just feels like LSU is a higher scale right now. But the thing is, you know, this is a big buyout for them. And a few years ago, that program was somewhat broke.
Yeah.
So
they were. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I just know I'm looking for a boat today if I'm him. And I'm not in any hurry to get back into coaching. I'm just saying that.
I'm looking for a yacht.
And he's also like...
Small one.
Is he 65? Like, he's pretty old. Like, he ain't no spring chicken. This
right.
is not like a... I feel like James Franklin's got to be younger than him by 10 or 15 years.
He just turned 64.
There you go.
The reality is, as you said this yesterday to me off the air, his coaching style no longer works.
100%.
Maybe it was this morning. I can't remember. We have a lot of conversations.
Yeah.
But I think you're absolutely right. I think you can be tough on players, but you have to – the one thing that you were going to get further and further down this line, and we're going to think about guys like him or not, but Dabo and Saban and Kirby do, is they understand how to talk to you both times, when they're getting in your ass – or when they're nurturing, growing you, coaching you.
Completely agree.
In a relatable manner.
For sure. They also win national championships, those three guys. So that works out for them.
Brian Kelly played for one?
Yeah.
One time?
Couple. What? Yep.
Quick mention that Georgia Tech remains undefeated there, 41-16 over Syracuse. Brent Key agrees that Haynes King needs to be in the Heisman conversation. Take a listen to this.
I'm just making look up the definition of what that trophy is. Says it right there. I mean, find me somebody else on the team that brings more value to the team, that is truly the epitome of what a team is rooted in. He can run, he can throw. I mean, it's. I'm glad he's on my team. I don't have a vote for it. I don't know if anybody who does, but it'd be a shame if he's not in New York. And I think he will be.
They took a step in that direction, I will say, this weekend. One of the knocks on him has been the stats. I think he had only thrown for four touchdown passes before. This weekend, he throws for three alone.
Yeah,
so he took a step in that direction. If you're worried about stats, people that haven't watched Georgia Tech play, they took a step in that direction.
Go compare his to Diego Pavias. And if you want to talk about stats, I don't care who they're playing. Go look at the stats, because Haynes King is putting them up. Real quick, I know we got to get to the Mac drop. But two out of the last 3 weeks, they've been at home, and they've dominated. That is exactly what I don't care what their schedule looks like. They're just playing who's on the schedule. You know, nobody cared when Georgia wasn't playing Alabama or LSU every year in the SEC, and it wasn't a big deal because they got Kentucky and a bad Florida team.
Yeah.
So they're doing what they need to do, and they're also two away from that 10 that we got ridiculed for.
Let's go. Steaks going to owe me up.
Phenomenal dinner. So close to being right on that one.
Phenomenal dinner.
Well, each Wednesday night, join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation, Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So we've played this game before, to panic or not to panic, and Dylan has pulled the panic button siren for us. Let's take a listen to it. Okay.
Yep.
Because today, after that Falcons loss yesterday, 34-10 to the Dolphins, I hate saying it, but we have to say it. I think a lot of people are hitting the panic button.
Yeah.
If you saw Twitter at all last night, it was fire everyone.
That's usually Twitter's forte, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This time, I'm not sure they're wrong.
So I'm going to give you guys some scenarios, and you tell me whether you're going to hit the panic button or not. Okay.
All right.
All right. You wake up at 5:45 to either Mike or Bo calling you saying, you know, we have a show to do.
Oh.
And we're actually on remote that day, and the location is an hour away. Panicking or not?
Panic!
Yeah, I'm
panicking. My nightmare is being late.
Well, something's probably getting broken in my house.
My nightmare is being that late.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
on remote, absolutely.
I rolled in here at 4:40 this morning. I was like, I couldn't sleep once I woke up. I was so sick to my stomach, and I was like, you know what? Let's rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
So, yes, I would be sick to my stomach.
I was about 20 minutes earlier than I normally am myself.
I was shocked to see you both here before me this morning because I was even 5 minutes early.
And what were we doing? We were sitting in my office
watching the game.
Watching that disgusting.
Commiserating?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what you were doing. All right. You're at a kid's birthday party. The parents have clearly put a ton of work into it. And your kid loudly says, "This is boring." Mike, are you panicking?
No. Because everybody that has kids knows what it's like to have kids. My kid says, I think we went to Disney World. My kid said he was bored. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's just one of those things. That's how kids are. I will say, though, we went to a party this Saturday, Halloween. Kids had a great time. No point did they say that. So I was proud of them.
I would just say, kids say the darndest things, don't they?
And honestly, if somebody said that at my house, I would be like, you know what, dude? Maybe it is boring.
I mean,
you know? Maybe you should go home then, kid. Yeah. Hey, Johnny, why don't you walk back down the street to your mommy and daddy's house?
I would just say that he doesn't get the party.
Goodie bag?
Goodie bag
for you, yeah. Johnny. Yeah.
No kazoo for you, Johnny.
Well, Johnny's just a troublemaker anyway.
Yeah, he is. I don't like Johnny anyways. His vibes are off.
Here's the next panic or not scenario. Bo, you accidentally hit reply all in a work email where you're clearly calling someone out. And then you see a text pop up from that person on your phone immediately after. Are you panicking?
No. I mean, I like to call people out anyways, so they probably deserved it. I'm normally doing it in a passive-aggressive way just to see if you're listening, but no, not really, because, I mean, that's happened before. I've not even called people by name. I've not even said someone's name before, but called them out and had them all up in their arms because, you know, sensitivity.
Bo's all about standing on business.
Mike, would you panic on that?
I don't know if passive aggressive means you're standing on business. I think that just means you're implying that somebody did wrong. Yes. Yeah, I'm panic. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not the email panic. I am the email panic guy. Sent that to the wrong people. Oh my God.
Also, there are very, very, very few times. Like for me, the only time a reply all is necessary is in case in emergency situations.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which implies panic button, right?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm just trying to put a little subliminal message to don't hit reply all.
Okay, yeah.
One last one. You are at Costco or Sam's, whichever one you shop at. You cannot find your wife. Cart is full. Your phone is dead. Mike, you panicking?
That's a tough one. Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you that I'm panicking because here's why. I like to use Scan and Go in Sam's. So I check out as I'm walking towards the door. I don't stand in line. So now I'm panicking because I got to stand in line with all those other people. And that's normally a nightmare on itself. Because other than that, I'll just go sit at the front and wait. Go eat a hot dog or something. Wait on Amy.
I think that I would be more panicked the other way around if my phone was dead and my wife was the one with the cart. You know, I'd be like, hey, where'd you go?
I mean,
has anybody seen a girl brown hair this tall?
You know,
I haven't. I don't think I'm panicking that way around though.
Of course, I'm also the one that actually charges my phone in my relationship. That's why Amy can never have an electric car because I'm like, your phone's never charged. There ain't no way that damn car is going to be.
Plug it in.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both for playing my reindeer games this morning. Coming up, we are going to get back into that Falcons game. What needs to happen moving forward? That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.